Back in July, a group of hackers calling themselves Impact Team breached the security infrastructure of now infamous adultery website Ashley Madison, poaching the personal information of more than 30 million Ashley Madison customers, along with staff emails, company documents, and more. Impact Team threatened to leak all that information unless Ashley Madison shut down immediately. In July, writer and programmer Paul Ford told us that this hack was just the tip of the iceberg.
It's pretty easy to get from something like this to something just utterly terrible. It's bad for culture. It's bad for the people who are involved.
Prophetic words. Impact Team has now made good on its promise, prompting widespread panic among wannabe cheaters, moral indignation, general cybersecurity spilkis, litigation, and extortion. Investigative journalist Brian Krebs has learned that Ashley Madison customers already are finding menacing emails in their inboxes.
We've seen a whole bunch of these emails go out to people who are registered in the database, and they just say, hey, look, we found your information in the Ashley Madison database, and we can dig up your spouse's information and just make her aware of this, or you can just pay us a Bitcoin, which these days is about the equivalent of $250, and we won't do it. And a lot of people say, well, come on, how stupid do you have to be to pay somebody to make them go away? Because you're not actually making the incriminating information go away, right? Because their information is securely backed up in thousands of places. So just paying one extortionist isn't going to fix the problem. The interesting thing about that is in order to get paid with Bitcoin, somebody needs to know the address of your Bitcoin wallet. Well, Bitcoin is an open currency, so anybody can check on any wallet to see how many payments it's gotten. And there's some security firms that have done that, and it's pretty shocking to see how many people were freaked out enough to go ahead and pay those.
So there's the obvious going after the clientele. What else has taken place that is worthy of note?
Malware purveyors, you know, people who send out malicious software. If you want to find out what lures they're using to get people to click on their links or open their booby-trapped attachments, all you need to do is look at what's trending on social media, because they know that's going to get people to click. And the real damaging part would be the targeted attacks.
So not necessarily those whose names appear somewhere in the Ashley Madison database, but anybody who has an interest, a lurid interest in this whole saga, might click on an attachment thinking they're going to get some more juicy gossip, and instead they just get malware on their computer.
Right. Unless they're living under a rock, they've probably heard of this scandal. And some of them have probably searched for people they know in the database. But what happens if they get an email that says, hey, we found your information in this database, and here's what we found? You know, I think a lot of people would click on that.
But then there's so-called spear phishing, which is more targeted.
So spear phishing uses an element of familiarity to make the attack more believable. So it might just be an email that addresses you by name or includes a piece of information that suggests that the sender is the bank or somebody with information that impacts your life. Spear phishing attacks also aren't mass blasted out to the whole world, so they tend not to set off the typical alarms like the spam traps and things like that. And they don't necessarily need to attack the intended target directly. And in this case, consider the following scenario. You are a bad guy and you want to attack a general. Well, you don't attack them directly. You send an email to that person's spouse and you say, your significant other is in this database. Click here for the images. You know, before you know it, their email's compromised, and they use that as a stepping stone to compromise their actual target.
Now, one category of Ashley Madison client, incredibly, is government employees who used their government email addresses to register with Ashley Madison. They're going to lose their jobs, their security clearances, their careers. Has there been any fallout just yet?
Yeah, well, the Department of Defense tends to think so. Secretary of Defense came out not long after this data was released and said in a news conference that the military and the government, by extension, were very concerned about possible extortion and that it can loosen some lips of people with some pretty sensitive information. So I don't know if there's been analysis done on how many of those government or .mil emails were verified but I could just as easily take your email address and sign up as you. And unless I wanted to pay for some services, Ashley Madison may not actually verify that I own that email address.
But I would have gotten some awfully funny correspondence over.
You might.
And maybe some dates.
Yeah, you might.
Brian, we all tell our kids not to talk to strangers. And the three-year-olds eventually kind of get it. Did they eventually, when they hit their 30s, just forget?
Anytime you're dealing with sex, all logic goes out the window for many internet users, unfortunately. So, I don't know. Do we have Smokey the Bear? I don't know how you teach people this.
Only you can prevent.
Only you can prevent sextortion.
Brian, thank you very much.
You've been fine. Thanks for having me on again.
Brian Krebs is an independent investigative journalist and proprietor of the website KrebsOnSecurity.com.